Welcome back to Money Bliss TV Podcast. My name is Pierre de la Fortune. Today is February 5th, 2019. On today's show, we're going to talk about using the 50-20-20-10 budget formula. But instead of using that to say 50% goes to pay off overhead, 20% goes to pay off your taxes, the other 20% goes to expansion and development, and then the last 10% goes back to your company or miscellaneous, okay? So we're going to remix it and give you the Money Blitz version of the 50-20-20-10. So it's going to be 50% goes into your startup, and then 20% goes into your marketing, and then the other 20% goes into sales, and then the final 10% goes to paying Money Blitz, our 10% for fundraising here on our platform using our app. So let's break this down. So when you look at your 50%, okay, here on Money Blitz, that's gonna focus on your capital or your overhead that you're getting based on your pitching, right? So I told you with the budget formula, that 50% usually would go to your overhead. This 50% is really what you're going to use to get started, right? So let's say you need to get your business license, or you need to get your DBA, and you need to get your website, you need to get your bank account, your business bank account. This is what 50% of the funds are going to go to, right? And then the 20% is going to go to your marketing. And let's say you want to market on Amazon, or you want to market on Facebook through Facebook ads. So these are really marketing ads online, and this is from the startup. So when you decide after that 50% decided from idea to product to service, now you're saying, how do I market that? Now that I have my business name, now that I have my business account, I have my DBA. So that's what the 20% is all for, the marketing based on the ads via online. So everything that you have, not Google ads, but you can use Google ads, and the focus is the marketing of these ads. And we say focus on the popular ones that we use here at Money Blitz as well, which is the Instagram, Facebook. You can do Twitter as well, but the most popular one would probably be Facebook, you know, which also owns Instagram. So depending on what your platform is, that's the marketing that you will use. Let's just say, for a lack of better words, just ads, okay? Marketing ads online, that would be 20%. And then the other 20% that we speak of is for your sales team. So when you look at your sales team, we use DLF models as our kind of business model, not just the female models, but we use that as our sales team to promote the Money Blitz app. So what we say is, as you build your sales team, it's kind of like some people use Salesforce, right? If they can afford it. But since we're kind of having that chop shop mentality, that startup mentality, we want to use what's essential. So you use like interns, or you use people on Fiverr, or you use people out of India or the Philippines. And these are the people that's going to be making the phone calls for you. And you'll do all the meetings yourself here in the United States. But this is really like having a personal assistant. So that personal assistant is going to be the ones that's kind of similar to your sales team. What I did here at Money Blitz, when I first started out, I focused on going to different college campuses, and I would actually go to different programs there on campus, and I would hire different interns to actually be part of my sales team based on affiliate programs that we set up with these interns on campus. So they would be brand ambassadors, and these brand ambassadors on campus would get a percentage based on who they're bringing in there on the college campus. So that's what I did here at Money Blitz back in 2015, 2016. I'm thinking about doing it again in 2019, but we'll see about that. And then the last 10% goes to Money Blitz. This is just so we make sure that for processing, but also to make sure that we cover our service costs of you using the platform, so you can keep coming back to Money Blitz and keep fundraising daily. So that's something we can talk more about a little later. But if you have any other questions, this is Pierre de la Fortune. As usual, have a great day and God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.